rally during the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott. It was during that year-long boycott that the civil rights movement was born, and Reverend King first rose to national prominence. It began on December 1, 1955, with a simple gesture of defiance by a 42-year-old black woman who said she was tired of giving in. Her name was Rosa Parks, and she became famous that day when she refused to obey a bus driver's order to give up her seat to a white passenger. In 1992, Parks talked to NPR's Lynn Neary.
I had not planned to get arrested. I had plenty to do without having to end up in jail. But when I had to face that decision, I didn't hesitate to do so, because I felt that we had endured that too long, and the more we gave in and the more we complied with that kind of treatment, the more oppressive it became.
What was it that the bus driver wanted you to do that day? What did he say to you?
Well, four of us were involved in that section of the bus. A man occupied the seat with me next to the window. I was on the aisle seat, and there were two women across the aisle. And when at the stop where this one man was standing, one white man was standing, he wanted all of us to stand up. The other three did stand up rather reluctantly. And when I refused to do so, when he had me arrested and taken to jail.
You say that that a lot of people, or most people, think that the reason you didn't get up that day was because you were tired, physically tired. But you say that's not the case. That's not the kind of tired you were.
Well, I had work, and I can't say I wasn't tired, but that really was not my main reason for keeping my seat. My main reason was that I did not want to be mistreated and did not want to be deprived of a seat I had paid for. And it was just a time, and that was the opportunity for me to take the stand to express the way I felt about being treated in that manner.
Did you have any idea of the kind of response your action that day would release within the black community, the whole bus boycott? Did you have any sense of what was coming when you decided that you were not going to do what this white bus driver told you to do?
No, I did not have any idea at all of what would be the result of my incident of arrest. I was totally surprised, but very pleasantly surprised, to know that so many others were concerned enough to stay off the buses and let it be known that we would no longer financially support any unjust treatment that we were receiving.
How do you feel about the way things are now? Are you satisfied with the progress that's been made? Do you ever feel disappointment at how things have turned out, that perhaps there's been less progress than you hoped for? What is your sense of where the country is now in terms of race relations?
Well, we have made progress. However, we are facing today some obstacles and some problems that need to be addressed by those persons of goodwill, that we should take another look at those we elect to office, and would like to encourage young people especially to be aware of what our situation is, and to be concerned about our past history, and to know what we have suffered, and to be willing and ready to prepare themselves through a better education and dedication to making conditions better for all people.
Rosa Parks, speaking with NPR's Lynn Neary.
Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another. Out of their problems and out of their quarrels, and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping.
And now for a story about cooking for civil rights from the Kitchen Sisters.